You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.
I'm still getting complaints from my residents that the streets, if they were plowed once, they weren't done properly, if they were done in a haphazard manner. And I'm going out and having to work with staff or call staff that are supposed to be out there monitoring the contractors and getting it done. So things have to change.
Mayor Olivia Chow is asking for a formal review of winter maintenance services in Toronto after back-to-back snowstorms earlier this month. She says the response has been too slow.
This is just unacceptable. We need to do more. We need to do better. Seniors, people, you know, pushing stroller, getting grocery, or just normally walking on the sidewalk. Toronto needs to be safe for everyone.
Toronto saw more than 53 centimeters of snow in a matter of 10 days this February. At an outdoor press conference Tuesday morning, the mayor ripped into snow removal operations. Mayor Chow says she was told repeatedly by city officials that sidewalks had been 100% cleared.
I was told that this morning. I was told that last week on Friday. Well, I'm sorry. It is not true. It is obvious that the sidewalk is not 100% piled. I don't know what percentage, but claiming it is 100% piled is blatantly untrue.
City Hall has been under fire from residents over streets, sidewalks, and transit stops still clogged with snow. Over the weekend, TTC staff said all streetcar routes were experiencing 30-minute delays because vehicles were blocking the streets. They weren't able to park in usual spots due to large snowbanks. Mayor Chow says this is urgent as temperatures continue to rise this week and icy sidewalks become a main concern. And with Election Day coming, everyone needs access to the polls. Meanwhile, Barbara Gray gave an update on the city's snow removal operations later that day, defending her department after she was made aware of the mayor's request. She's the general manager of transportation services.
Time to address people's expectations. I would say that a 53 centimeter storm, people should not have the expectation that everything will be returned to normal within 5 days.
She stands in front of a snow dumping site where dozens of large trucks are coming in with piles of snow and dropping them off. Gray's department originally estimated a 3-week timeline to clear the snow safely after both consecutive storms.
We indicated it was going to take 3 weeks and we continue to work on that.
She says this is the biggest snowfall Toronto's seen since 2022, and it's not going to get cleaned up easily, not without extra hands. Other departments like Parks and Recreation, Toronto Water, Solid Waste have been deployed to help clean up the mess. Gray says, unlike Mayor Chow, she still has confidence in the contractors hired to do their job.
And again, I understand people are frustrated. They don't think that it's so the best thing we can do is continue to get at it, continue to communicate, and always be willing to take a look at our operations and make sure that it's the best it can be.
Gray says her team plans on doing a double count to make sure updates to the city's plow tracker are accurate. She says there may have been a discrepancy on whether sidewalks are plowed or cleared of snow. But the mayor says the city could do better.
This morning, I issued a letter to the city manager.
On Tuesday morning, Mayor Chow called on Toronto City Manager Paul Johnson to review the contracts made with private companies who are responsible for clearing the snow. She's also asking the Auditor General to investigate the city's handling of this month's storm. The $1.5 billion contract has come under fire by multiple members of council, including City Councillor Paul Ainslie.
Every winter, I go out and I see issues like what's behind us. And it's not getting any better.
Ainslie joined the mayor on Tuesday, standing by her letter. Over the past week, he's been getting complaints from residents in Guildwood, his riding. These contracts with private companies were signed in 2021 under the previous mayor, John Tory, locking the city in for 9 years. Councillor Ainslie was present for that, and he voted against it.
When the contract was originally put forward in 2021, and as a city councilor, I like to do my due diligence. I did a lot of research. I called companies that did snow removal because at first glance, reading the contract, I couldn't understand how this was going to be achieved. So I called construction companies, companies in other municipalities that did snow removal. I sit on the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. I'm on the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. I was able to phone a lot of my colleagues around the province and get their input on what they did for contracts and snow removal. And the thing that I heard loud and clear from everybody that I talked to is the contract that we were going to award at Toronto City Council was not going to work for our residents.
Councillor Ainslie told reporters plows are not big enough to clear entire streets, pushing snow onto adjacent sidewalks.
And I see that when you have a half-ton truck going down a two-lane road, plowing down the middle of the road and not doing going each way. When I have a sidewalk snow plow going along a sidewalk that suddenly stops partway across a residential street before a school, and I say to the driver, like, what are you stopping for? Like, what are you backing up? He's like, my plow's not big enough to do this work. He goes, the snow's not heavy. He goes, I just don't have a plow, a sidewalk plow, big enough to do the work.
Barbara Gray spoke to these concerns later that day. She says these plows Ainslie is referencing is all the city has been able to source.
We have not been able to find a manufacturer to have a plow of that gauge that does what we need it to do. And it is way better suited for a storm that is the average storm that we get.
Director of Transportation Services Vincent Sferazza added, the snow piled onto sidewalks is eventually removed, and that takes time.
What we're talking about here, once again, is 50 centimeters plus over 10 days when you continuously plow and then you have to transition to removal. And when you transition to removal, it is a different set of equipment. It is very specific equipment that will now remove that snow from that particular location.
But Gray says her team will have a look into alternative options that could be more efficient.
But we are going to take a good look at that equipment and see if there are other options that have a little bit more gusto.
Gray says her department is committed to working on improving winter maintenance delivery in the future. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.